following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hello, friends. Hello, hello. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and along with all the Roxbury players, we hope you're having a great weekend. And if you're having a not-so-great weekend, maybe we can help you out for at least an hour, right? And if you still need a little more spirit lifting, pop on over to Facebook, to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour Facebook page. See how that works? And you will find recent podcasts right there, ready to serve you. Also at fmtalk1065.com. All their podcasts are there. You may have other favorite shows. We like to think we're the only one. But FM Talk's got over 50 hours a week of good, wholesome, well, I don't know how wholesome, but it's local programming. You could catch up on stuff you may have missed, or, like I said, pick your favorites and listen to them again. You might even want to put us on a loop, you know? Just have us in the background all day while you're doing whatever it is you got to do. Ooh, especially if it's yard work. Yeah, pop those earbuds in. We hear from many people who let us know that our show helps them get through housework and whatnot.
One day, a wealthy man decided he wanted to throw a party and invited all of his buddies and neighbors. So as not to be rude, he also invited Leroy,
hey,
the only redneck in the neighborhood.
Ooh, you could park three double wides in this yard.
The party was held around the pool in the backyard of his mansion.
Hey, them horse doovers are tasty.
Leroy was having a good time drinking, dancing, eating shrimp, oysters, barbecue, and flirting with all the women. At the height of the party, the host said,
I have a 10-foot... man-eating alligator in my pool, and I'll give $1 million to anyone who has the nerve to jump in.
The words were barely out of his mouth when there was a loud splash. Everyone turned round and saw Leroy in the pool. Leroy was fighting the gator and kicking its butt, jabbing it in the eyes with his thumbs, throwing punches, headbutts, and chokeholds, biting the gator on the tail and flipping it through the air like some sort of crazed judo instructor. The water was churning and splashing everywhere. By this time, both Leroy and the gator were screaming and raising all sorts of heck. Finally, Leroy strangled the gator and let it float to the top like a dime store goldfish. Leroy then slowly climbed out of the pool. Everybody was just staring at him in disbelief. Finally, the host said,
Well, Leroy, I reckon I owe you $1 million.
To which Leroy replied,
Nah, don't worry about it. You don't owe me nothing. Nope.
Come on, I insist on giving you something, man. That was amazing.
No.
How about a new Porsche and a Rolex and some stock options?
Again, Leroy replied no.
I reply no.
Confused, the rich man asked Leroy,
Well, then what do you want?
Curiously firing up a Virginia Slims menthol, Leroy replied,
Just give me the name of the sumbitch you threw me into that pool.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Think of all the things that cause you stress every day. Traffic. The office. The family. All this stress causes headache pain. When you feel a stress headache coming on, reach for new, improved Calmofed.
But aspirin upsets my stomach.
Don't worry. There's no aspirin in Calmofed.
And caffeine makes me jittery.
No problem. There's no caffeine in Calmofed either.
I just don't trust all those buffers and extra ingredients.
Chill out, you big weenie. Huh? There are no artificial ingredients or chemicals in Calmofed, okay?
Oh, okay. Give it here. I'll try some. Let me pull out the cotton and... Hey, the cotton's the only thing in the bottle.
That's right. Just stick it in your ears.
Oh, okay.
Now, the stress that causes headaches is gone. Isn't that right, you paranoid wimp?
What?
Calmo-Fed. Absolutely no artificial ingredients. Mm-hmm. No harmful ingredients. No ingredients at all.
What?
Use only as directed. Do not use in the path of heavy machinery. Calmo-Fed. Don't you feel calmer already?
Hey, hope you guys are having a great weekend. Getting in a little R&R, spending some time with the fam, or getting in a little well-deserved me time. We have to have me time. And for some of us, between work, kids, work, and kids, that's hard to do. So if you were able to get a little bit of that me time this weekend, we're proud that you're sharing it with us. We're crazy, but we're the good kind of crazy. Now, here on the Gulf Coast, with summer approaching, we all think about the start of hurricane season. I know, it's a stressor. And here's one of our favorite calls from Adeline, where she actually found a benefit to hurricane season.
Please leave message after tone.
Hi, Jolene. This here's Adeline. As far as getting ready for hurricane season, I'm telling you, the only good thing that ever came out of a hurricane, it gets rid of them awful love bugs. But who wants to have a hurricane just to get rid of them things? But you know what? I found something that works even better than high winds. We found this out a couple of years ago when we was down in Palm Beach. My mother-in-law was with us, and somehow she got hold of the credit card and ordered some tragically revealing clothing from Fredericks of Hollywood. She picked up a copy from one of them skanks out in the common area where they was barbecuing a possum or something like that. Anyhow, she put one of them get-ups on and proceeded to walk around the RV park. Well, not only did old Mr. Van Cleve have a heart attack, but the love bug stayed away that whole season. Didn't even need a hurricane to drive him away. It was just Nana and her crotchless panties and bustier and the matching no-pest strip. So we's all sitting around drinking martinis, looking through the catalog, what we gonna get her this year, and listening to your show. You have a good weekend, darling. And if you need any anti-love bug ensembles, instead of waiting on a hurricane to get rid of them love bugs, you just call me. Love your show, darling.
Are you in debt? Then call 1-800-555-5555. Yes, sir. Call 1-800-555-5555. That number again is 1-800-555-5555. So you say you're in debt. Well, those people in debt should call this number, 555-800-555-55. So if you're in debt and you want to get out of debt, then you might want to call 851-5500-5555-555. That number again, 800-555-5555-5855-5855. Hold on, the phone is ringing. Hello?
Hello? What was that number again?
I'm glad you asked. The number is 800-555-5555-5555. Don't take my word for it. Here's my wife and business partner, 800.
Hi.
And introduce our children, honey.
Oh, here's 5.
Hello.
55.
Hello.
And 5555.
I'm 5.
And in case you've forgotten, that number to call is 800-555-5555-555. Say goodbye, dear.
5.
I'm 5.
Whew, okay, that's a wrap.
You think we gave the number enough?
We'll really hit it next time.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
Saturday at Walmart, 20,000 people pushing 20,000 carts. Where do all these people come from? Perhaps I'll find a short line. Hey, express means less than 20. That looks more like 99. Hey, Aquanet. What in God's name is going on up there? That woman has way too much stuff, and just look at all that hair. Hey, Aquanet. She's talking on her cell phone, cussing someone named Clayton because he's always stoned. Hey, Aquanet. Nobody wants to hear all that. A 12-pack of beer, 3 pairs of underwear, and a hacksaw. 50 cans of Olroy dog food and a silk ficus tree. And Stay Free maxi pad. 4 pounds of Velveeta, Mexican style. Some headache powders and some X-Lax. Where the cigarette? 5 sippy cups, some ham hocks and a fitness magazine. There's just too much stuff going on up there. I'll be in here forever.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Larry's Legless Frogs. Lots of places serve frogs' legs, so what happens to the rest of the frog? Larry has these legless frogs towed to his place, where he serves them up to you. Why go elsewhere and dine on expensive riblets when you can go to Larry's and have cheaper ribbits? Larry's Legless Frogs, they are not losers, even though they have been defeated.
We're coming back with a lot more fun. So if you got to go do anything, we'll go now, right? Now.
Roxbury!
Are you planning a wedding reception, graduation party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
Extreme stress. The number one contributing stress factor is vacuum cleaner dysfunction.
What is wrong with this stupid machine?
That's why more and more people are turning to one man for help.
Hello, I'm Tony Lord.
Tony Lord is available to help talk you through it. He isn't intimidated by whatever smelly funk you may have sucked up in your machine.
You should see the things that I find in vacuums.
A&A will fix your machine.
You mean you have other customers who vacuum everything into their machines, resulting in problems?
Oh, I've got a store full of them.
Tony Lord, along with his brother David, are there to help you navigate through whatever issues you're having, even if it's your fault that your machine isn't working.
I know. I vacuum things I shouldn't, but I never get stressed out about it anymore. Tony and David have seen it all, and they can fix it. A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
Hey, it's Dan Kelly in New York. Jolene, if you're listening, just remember you guys are not allowed back in our offices. I'm serious. Your pictures are still posted in the lobby. You probably won't make it past security this time, but if you do head this way, just call me first, okay?
Did you know that Jolene and the Roxbury Players do their entire show in the nude? It's a good thing we never installed that webcam.
How come it is every time I go out to watch a sporting event, I will invariably come in contact with the guy who is more interested in groping women than watching the game? I mean, these perverts have no shame acting like they're trying to get by you. Excuse with a big
me.
Armload or something.
Pardon me.
All they want to do is fill you up.
Whoops.
Nasty. I took the kids all out to the baseball game for some wholesome family fun.
Hey, madam.
We climbed up to our seats and we were pumped up to see the game.
Excuse me.
When this really big guy tries to squeeze on past to go and get him another beer.
Let me through here.
It wouldn't have been so bad if he had kept his hands to himself.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Look out, girls.
Yeah.
There's a stud on the way.
That's me.
Hooray.
Oh, yeah.
Look out, girls. Because he's coming your way.
This way.
I'll say, if you're a she, you can bet he'll cop a feel.
Beg your pardon.
Excuse me. What? Would you please back up?
Sure.
No, that is not my leg.
Oh, sorry.
He'll be carrying nachos and a bag of Zaps and a hamburger with fries.
Wanna take a bite?
And a Polish sausage dog and a beer cup in his teeth.
I got you full of sausage right here.
A bag of Skittles and an ice cream Snicker bar. How can one person carry all that food and still somehow manage to brush by and touch your boobs?
Oh, dear.
Who do you think you are? So Look out, girl.
Yeah.
There's a stud on the way.
That's me.
Hooray.
Uh-huh.
Look out, girl.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming your way.
Yeah, come on.
I'll say.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
If you're a she, you know he's gonna cop a feel.
Better cop a feel than feel a cop.
I brought this bat in case we ran into any trouble in the parking lot, but I'm knocking you out. You better step off.
Well, let's hear it.
Pervert.
This is Jolene Roxbury here to inform you of a very serious problem that is affecting many people in our community. According to our local health department, there is a virus that is quickly spreading and could soon reach epidemic proportions. Hemodomestic fluenza, or as it is most commonly known, housework. Housework is spreading at an alarmingly rapid rate. Housework usually appears harmless, beginning with only one room, your kitchen, for example, and can spread quickly to other parts of your home, your bathroom, the den, Uncle Rob's study, the children's playroom, and even the front living room at Grandma's house that no one uses except for company or when someone from church comes to visit. If you're not careful, housework can take over your entire life and keep you from doing the things you love: shopping, watching TV, and talking with your friends on the phone for hours at a time. Don't let this happen to you. Extreme cases of housework have been reported, wherein a person's entire social life has been wiped out for weeks at a time, and if gone untreated, can last for months, even years. Here at the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, our listeners are like family to us, and we want you to protect yourself. If you feel the need to start housework, stop immediately. If you should come in contact with any housework, go straight to your nearest pharmacy and purchase large quantities of the only antidote, pure milk chocolate. Please, please help us stamp out housework by getting this message to at least five of your friends today. If you realize you do not have five friends, you are most likely already infected. Help stop the housework virus before it stops you.
Roxbury!
Alrighty. I'll tell you in a second. John's making funny faces at me. See, you made me forget what I was going to say. I do that all the time anyway. Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to welcome everybody to the show if you're just tuning in. There's nothing too special going on, just our normal, silly, goofy stuff. But you know what? At least you can count on us to be that way. Every week, when you jump in to visit with us, you know what you're getting into. Just some lighthearted frivolity. Nothing substantive. Good Lord, nothing political. I can't even say the word. No math. That's my rule. No math is involved. Nothing that's going to tax your brain whatsoever. I mean, we don't even tax our brains putting it together. Maybe a little. There's some technical stuff involved. But the rest of it, it's just us and how we roll. So, okay, what I was talking about, John, we've been talking off mic about the fact that I've never had frog legs. I said it. I've never had frog legs.
You've never had frog
legs. Which I guess is kind of weird for living in the South my whole life.
You bet your boll weevil.
I hear they're delicious. It's just something I've never been able to make myself eat. Now, I suppose it's possible that someone at some point during my lifetime has slipped me a little frog on the side. Told me it was chicken. I hear that's what they taste like. And I guess I can understand it if they did that, because sometimes it irritates you, you know, when somebody won't try something new. Usually it's our kids that irritate us in that way, but adults can irritate you that way too. And I've always been so adamant that I was not going to try them. I can totally see how somebody would slip me some frog. Oh, that sounds wrong. Somebody will come up with some nasty double entendre for that. I don't know. John, does it mean anything?
What?
Slipping somebody the frog.
Oh, well, of course it sounds a lot worse if Miss Piggy says it.
Mm. Slip me the frog, Kermit.
True.
It could also be what you first say that leads up to you later saying, I've got a frog in my throat.
All right, that's
but
enough.
Other than that, I got nothing.
Good.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Last segment, we were talking about how my grandma cooked odd things.
For instance, there was a certain stew she would make, and none of us really knew what was in it. Some of the things that were floating around in there, we could not immediately identify, and some of us just would not touch it. And it used to make her really mad. And it hurt her feelings a little bit, too. So we used to spoon just a little bit on our plates and maybe, you know, scrape it off to the side while she wasn't looking, or hide it under our baked potato. And I remember when I was little, one of the words I used to describe her food was undelicious. Yeah.
Come on in, everybody. Come on in. It's so good to have the whole family here together. I have a surprise for everybody. I'm cooking dinner myself. Everybody is surprised? No. Stay. Come on. Stay inside. Everybody sit down. I'm going to go in the kitchen and whoop up one of my specialties.
Very undelicious.
Oh, it's going to be great. You're going to love it.
Mamaw's latest dish.
I made this up myself just 5 minutes ago.
Very undelicious.
I'm making it with something I found in the back of the refrigerator.
She's made something out of fish.
At least I think it's fish. Oh, look what I found here.
13-year-old soup stock.
Waste not, want not. That's what I say.
Thanks, Mamaw. I think I'll pass.
Oh, everybody passes about an hour after eating my food.
7-year-old canned squash.
Canned's a little puffy.
It'll make you sick and give you gas.
All right, now let me just stir this up and it's going to be delicious.
She can't see to read her recipes, so she makes stuff up.
Pork rind flambé.
She does. It's awful.
Who's got a match?
Undelicious ain't the way.
And for the main course, I've got, whatever this is, it's kind of green and fuzzy, but I'll work on it.
Because if you eat anything you don't immediately recognize, you will suffer. Oh,
chow time!
And delicious ain't the way.
Oh, 1 second!
Hey!
Oh, you haven't finished your first yet. Come on, everybody, dig in. I'm watching. I can't wait to see the look on your face when you dig into my favorite recipe.
Hi, I'm a high-strung college student, and even I listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Because, I mean, they're all weird and unbalanced, just like me.
That's it?
And my tuition costs so much money.
Seriously? You can go now.
Ponies are wonderful to own. They playfully prance and leap across the field, bringing joy to all who watch them. Friendly, outgoing, good with kids, but not perfect. If only those ponies
were unicorns.
But wait, now your ponies can become unicorns easily with the Belco Insta-Uni Kit. This Insta-Uni Kit has everything you need to turn boring, ordinary, blah, dime a dozen ponies into unicorns, the only animals that can bring joy to one and all as they playfully prance and leap across the field. One unicorn horn, ruler, fast hold glue, and pony sedatives. Just knock out your pony, find the center of its forehead with the ruler, apply the glue, and stick on the magical horn. There are lots of different unicorn horns to choose from. Twisty, sparkly, long, short, dull, and really, really, really sharp. The Belco Insta-Uni Kit is only $99.99 and has everything you need.
Ponies not included.
Or order the Deluxe Insta-Uni Kit for only $99.99. That includes cans of spray paint to make your unicorn into any color of the rainbow.
I love pink, fluffy unicorns.
So turn your common, ugly, potentially dangerous pony into something wonderful, magical, and loved by all. At Belco, we believe in unicorns and that there's one born every minute. Remember, 90 days, same as 3 months.
Roxbury!
All right, I knew she was making up a bunch of crapola. She is not here on time, so I'll introduce the cooking segment. Welcome, everyone, to Belle's Beachside Kitchen, sans Belle. However, I do see her car on two wheels coming around up to the parking lot here. Okay, in the galley today, thankfully, the delicious Alec Naiman. Welcome, Alec. Always good to see you at the controls in the kitchen.
Good to be here.
Okay, Alec, one thing I just love. I love real Creole crab cakes. You got to tell us how to make some knocked out crab cakes.
Well, first you get you some crab baskets and you go out crabbing.
Gotta catch you some crab.
I gotta catch crabs, man? No, I don't think so.
Sweet holy Moses.
Yo, you get you some mayonnaise. Gotta have pretty good mayonnaise. And you certainly need you some of that Creole mustard.
Got it, dude. Here we are. See, Jolene? Told you I didn't eat all the mustard in this jar.
You mix all that together with some good old chopped up Italian parsley.
Here you go, Alec. I found this parsley in Earl's room.
Don't use any of that.
You put a little Worcestershire in there, get you some hot pepper sauce, a little salt and garlic, and I think you gotta have you some kind of green onions and maybe a couple of eggs. You gotta beat them up pretty good. A little bit of olive oil always makes me feel good.
Oh, yeah, dudes. Nothing like a good olive oil massage. I bet Popeye used to say that a lot.
And then you mix all that together in a bowl. And if you like a little bell pepper and a little onion, you can cut you up some of that really, really, really fine. And you mix that in, and it tastes so good. Now you make it all up, and you make like a little patty out of it, you know, and then you put it in a little skillet with some oil down below it. And you know, last time I said it said grease the bottom of the pan, I had to call Betty Crocker and tell her it's greased the top of the pan.
Oh, yeah, man, a good greasing is always groovy. Top, bottom, whatever.
So gonna knock you off this boat.
So you put a little oil down in your skillet, and you take these crab cakes, you dust them in a little flour, and you set them down in that oil about 2 minutes on one side, 2 minutes on the other side, and you eating crab cakes.
Now, Alec, my Grandma LaBeouf always used to make remoulade sauce, which she put on everything.
You can make a wonderful remoulade sauce to go on top.
Remoulade, remoulade, wherefore art thou, remoulade?
Go ahead, Alec. How do you make yours?
And the way I make my remoulade sauce, I use a pretty good mayonnaise. Got to have a good flavor for mayonnaise.
Now, this is what we got in the fridge. Is this good enough?
You got to get you a good mayonnaise, okay? One of them good brands. Go get that cheap stuff.
Told you that was the cheap brand, but do you listen to me? No.
And then you take you some of that Creole mustard, and you use one part Creole mustard to three parts mayonnaise.
Whoa, how much is a part, dude? I mean, do you need a comb?
We're with you, Alec.
So if you're measuring it out like in a cup, you would use 3 cups of mayonnaise and 1 cup of Creole mustard. You put your tad of Worcestershire and a tad of lemon juice and some garlic in that, and you whip that up really, really fine, and you dobble that on that crab cake, and you'll be eating crab cakes with remoulade sauce.
Those look great.
Mm-mm-mm.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, is this your big black book, dude? The one with all your recipes in it, man? Whoa!
I'd really rather you not touch that.
I have a little black book, but it is sadly devoid of any information.
You probably want me to shut up now, don't you?
I would like that very much.
Go figure. This is Belle Cadeau, along with Alec Naiman. See you next time in Belle's Beachside Kitchen. Ta-ta!
Naiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Naiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Naiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900 or visit on the web at naimanscatering.com.
Hello?
Hey, Adeline, it's me. Listen, my mama's coming over for dinner, and I thought...
What do you mean your mother's coming over for dinner?
You heard what I said. She's coming...
I just got in from the beach. The girls and I have been gone all day.
Yeah, I'll take a nice casserole, maybe.
Jeb, you must be out of your mind. That hot kitchen is the last place I want to be right now. There ain't no way I'm going in there to throw a meal together.
Now, listen, you get your tippling little tookus into that kitchen and cook up something for mama.
Honey, I ain't in no shape to cook right
now. We'll be there at 7.
Oh, whatever.
Well, I've had several beers. Now I'm too lit to boil up the rice. I mixed the cornbread with Red Bull and threw in a stale pizza slice. It looked good to me. Instead of everyday seasoning, I just poured in some of his old spice.
Hey, honey, I'm hungry. What the hell?
Now my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
What's going on in here?
I guess I was too stoned. Should have stopped drinking hours ago. But then I remembered that last night he called me a hoe.
You know I meant that as a compliment, honey bun.
Our insurance man said he canceled our policy?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Now my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
I think we're gonna need some help here. Dang it. What's the number for 911? Where's the phone?
The broccoli, potatoes, the salad. Ain't happening today.
Now calm down, Mama. She's gonna fix something for you.
The dishes are stacked up, sink's backed up. I'm jacked up. I just don't care. You know what happened?
Your own dog done bit you.
Because I used his chew toy for a centerpiece.
Is it all right to eat cream puffs that have been on the ground?
You can beat the dog.
Just dust them off a little bit. They'll be all right.
Your husband is pissed at the smoke from your kitchen. Your wife
My wife messed everything up tonight.
Yeah, my husband is pissed at the smoke from my kitchen fire.
How can I make it up to you? What do you mean get you a bear?
I have caused a few kitchen fires in my day. Nothing huge, thankfully. A fire extinguisher was only brought out one time. We do want to thank you for listening, having a little fun with us today. And you know what? If you missed the show, whether you're listening to our Saturday afternoon show at 4 o'clock or the Sunday morning replay at 7 a.m., you can always find the podcast at fmtalk1065.com and also at our show's Facebook page. So if that's where you like to hang out, look for us on Facebook, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Follow us and you will be apprised whenever the podcast is released. Ooh, something else you need to do. Download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It is free, and there you will find all your favorite shows on FM Talk. There are 50-plus hours each week of fantastic local programming, so you don't need to miss any of it. Time to get to work on the radio spot spot.
What's a spot spot?
Funny, creative, original radio spots for your small business is our specialty.
You know, a lot of small businesses don't advertise because they can't afford to hire an agency to think up something fun and entertaining.
So what's a spot spot?
By the way, you are not allowed to do any more voiceovers.
Why the hell not?
Let McAdoo Productions write, create, and produce an amazing radio spot for your business.
And we can adapt them to use for your television commercials as well. Make the most of the airtime you're already paying for. We believe in the fabulosity of local radio, local television, local media, shopping local. We're good at what we do. Get in touch with us on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour Facebook page or email me directly, jolene@joleneroxbury.com. And what is it the lawyer dude says? I will personally return your call. Full disclosure, it might be Earl T. who calls you back. And you know what they say in baseball? It's a great day for a commercial. Let's make two.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that saying goes.
Aw.
It's the political blockbuster book of the year. It names names. It pulls no punches. It tells you what happened and what didn't happen when what happened happened. And don't let anybody tell you it didn't happen. It reveals the lies behind the rumors, behind the truth, behind the conspiracies to hide the truth, behind the rumors, behind the lies. This book, written by an author who knows how to write books, is sold on Amazon and bookstores that carry it. You'll be shocked. You'll be amazed. You'll be out $16. Don't wait to hear the fake news that may come out about the way fake news has destroyed the truths behind the conspiracies, all of which are words you'll find in this book. In some order. Get it now, because if you don't, you won't have it. Our lawyers remind me to tell you that this is a parody. We only wrote the silly words, not the good part.
Midtown girl, she's busy living in her midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. holding hay, hay, hay.
When she's walking,
she's even friendly to people
that she can't stand.
Pearl worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias, they're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows.
Midtown knows.
Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte gray.
Her kids play soccer.
They dance
or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a Midtown girl.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
This is Cousin Bruce coming to you live.
Wait, wait, wait. You can't say live.
Well, I am live right now.
Start that again.
See, this is why I don't like dealing with you directly.
Why?
Because you're so nitpicky.
Please just start over.
This is Cousin Bruce coming to you live from the cab of my Peterbilt. When I'm running across country with a hot load of freight, I listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour podcast on FMTalk1065.com. Let them truckers roll 10-4.
That's a train whisk.
Ah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine. All 10-4, pig pen. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Ladies, when the stresses of the day get you down, settle down into a nice hot bath. Open a bottle of champagne. Take a sip. Isn't it wonderful, the way the tiny bubbles tickle your nose? Now, pour it over your head. The tiny bubbles tickle your hair, then turn into a rich, luxurious lather.
Oh.
This is no ordinary champagne.
No.
It's Shampoo-pane.
Yay!
The delicious beverage that relaxes your body while cleansing and deep conditioning your hair. Why settle for ordinary shampoo?
I don't know.
It tastes terrible. Instead, for those special moments, enjoy Shampoo Pain. Especially for those times in the big tub or shower when you're not alone.
Ooh la la.
Toast each other. Douse each other. Give each other's scalp a vigorous cleansing rub. Rinse and repeat. Your hair will have an intoxicating shine. Pick up some Shampoo Pain. Available wherever finer vintage champagnes are sold. Also at select truck stops and weigh stations.
Hey, welcome back to another lesson on how to speak correctly in that region of the United States known as Alabama. Once you are in Alabama, you may have an emergency and need medical attention. It is therefore imperative that you know how to make the natives understand your plight. There are three main places you might get a pain while in Alabama. If you eat, it will be in the stomach. Repeat, stomach. If you exert yourself too much, it may be in the heart. Repeat, heart. Then, if you listen to the state government at work, you'll get a pain in your head. Repeat, head. If an emergency arises, you must know that in the old days, the only doctors in Alabama were horse doctors, and they treated people on the side. When people laid down on the table, they noticed it was usually covered with equine saliva. That image has lasted up to this day. Therefore, you must ask to be taken to the horse spittle. Repeat, please, horse spittle. Now, try this sentence. My stomach horts, so have a hort. Use your head and call the horse spittle. it is customary to curse while on your way to the doctor. So here are a few local expletives. In the old days, it was considered bad taste to suggest that one's father remove his teeth before eating. Hence the curse, Dad Gummit. Also, one drew blushes when one suggested that Pater incinerate something. Hence, Dad Burn It. Finally, you never suggested that old Pop apprehend something, i.e. Dad Nab It. Repeat the following. Dad Gum It. Dad Burn It. Dad Nab It. There's no need to curse. I'll be back with another lesson, Dad Blast It. So, my heartfelt thanks for joining me. I must head out, and if you can stomach another lesson, stay out of the horse spittle and join me again. Slong!
As requested, here's Belle Cadeau with her song, My Cat. Well, it's not really her song, but you know what I mean.
Sometimes you sleep all afternoon. Sometimes you race around the room. You pooped outside your litter box. And you peed on all my husband's socks. You dug up my tulip bulbs from Amsterdam. And shredded all my drapes. You covered all your paws in potting soil. Then across my white rug you did traipse. You're lucky you've won saving grace. It's that sweet look upon your face. That's why Dr. Seuss kept you in his hat. You are my love, my friend. My cat.
No, no, not Grandma Cadeau's ceramic teapot. Oh, no.
Oh, you know I can't stay angry with you for very long. However, I will have a Xanax.
Hello, friends, at Perplexed Polly's Palace of Pyrotechnics. It's the annual returned fireworks sale. You pay pennies on the dollar for these fireworks that were returned for whatever reason. We've got bottle rockets that either explode in the bottle or sit there for half an hour smoldering before they launch. Only 50 cents a gross. And speaking of gross, we have tons of those little snake pellets that not only make ugly, disgusting ash snakes, but they smell like burning, rotting fish entrails that were left in the sun for 3 weeks. Just 50 cents a ton.
Ew.
We have mislabeled fireworks on sale. The package says they're smoke bombs, but in reality, they're cherry bombs. Won't that surprise your friends?
Attic.
A box of 100, just 50 cents. We also have sparklers that were accidentally made with the gunpowder attached to the entire length of the sparkler. Make bets on whether your friends will let go or get first-degree burns. Only 50 cents a case. And our piece of resistance, the unlabeled fireworks assortment. There's no way of telling what each firework does or if they're even legal. 50 cents an assortment. And to make sure we meet our legal obligations, here are instructions on how to safely handle fireworks from our special guest, New York Giants defensive end. The athlete's so good he has three first names, Jason Pierre Paul.
Do it safe, kids. Pick something out of the box with one hand and light it with the other. Watch that fuse sizzle and... Ow! Oh! Uh-oh, quick, bring me my contract and the pen.
Oh, Lord, now look what you did.
Oh, come on, Mama.
Boy, you know I didn't want you playing football no way. Then you gonna get my hopes up.
Mama.
Now you done lost $60 million.
But, Mama.
What about my needs?
Mama, call 911.
What about my new house and my car?
Oh, Mama.
Oh, Lord, and I have already reserved the church hall for your cousin's wedding. You know, we're supposed to pay for the reception.
Can you get me a towel?
And I already went and bought the entire wedding party. Brand new Nutribullet Ninja Blender.
At Perplexed Polly's Palace of Pyrotechnics, you get what you deserve.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you this weekend. We hope you had a great time. Have a super week coming up and meet us right back here next week. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America. Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.